You're listening to Tassie Encounters on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook. And once again today, David Maxwell is back with us, continuing our series on Tassie Encounters Moments. This is our program for this week, has been focusing on the beast from the earth, as described in Revelation chapter 13. And David, we're going to be continuing on and sort of wrapping up this topic today. It's interesting to note, I find when I read that chapter, it seems as though one of the central topics of this chapter, apart from everything we've talked about so far, this one of the central topics that we haven't yet talked about is that of worship.
It absolutely is. And that's what we're going to look at today. How does this system abuse its power?
Yeah.
And remember, this is probably still not suitable for children, younger children, because of the very detailed and graphic content that's included in some of these places in Revelation. And I believe it's important for adults to talk about this. And it's also important to be aware of where systemic misuses of power happen in our world. And so that's not necessarily, you know, you and I might belong to a system that systemically, or the system itself, misuses the power that it has. Many, many places do, either knowingly or unknowingly. But it's important for us to be aware of that and just call it out, so that people who do belong to those systems or faiths can have another look at that and say, hey, you know what? I don't really agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a question for you to consider today, and you can text us in your answer. We will have an opportunity on our Friday program to address any questions or answers. So the personal question today is, how have you seen power misused in your life? Share with us any experiences that you've had or where you've seen it happen. Text us in on 0488 880 891. So, David, we've been looking at a whole bunch of stuff this week. We started off with the story of Samson, and then we've now been focusing on Revelation, looking at the different beast powers, and we've been talking about the medieval Roman Church, and also the United States. We've identified as this second beast. So. And we've had a look at a little bit how it's going to use that power and how it even has used that power. What would you like to focus on today?
Thanks very much, Jason. Look, well, something that just came to mind when I thought about Samson, as you mentioned it, you know, Samson did abuse power at different points in his life. But as we also mentioned, he returned to God. And he is listed in the Bible as one of the great faith, the great faithful. So even if you are part of a system, or you have been responsible for a misuse of power, right now there is still time to turn around and make a difference.
Absolutely.
But we want to look at what is this, you intimated earlier, this worship, this importance of the worship. So Revelation 13 goes on to describe then what this earth beast power, the United States, will eventually do with the power that it receives. In regard to the revived medieval Roman Church, everyone knows that it forced people to obey in the Dark Ages, and it resulted in the death of some 25 plus million genuine Christians, genuine people following God. In verse 14, the USA, or the earth beast, makes people create an image to the beast. So an image is a likeness of something that it represents. An image to the sea beast would be something that looks like the power of the sea beast. There's something that looks like a medieval Roman church. It's a religious power, has political clout. And when later on it's given life, as it mentions in the chapter, it will also behave like that medieval Roman church. So I believe the image will be also a religious movement like a church. So remember, that church has spiritual and political power, and it requires or makes people, forces people to worship it. It speaks against God's truths. And the only way we know that, studying the Bible, and it says things that are blasphemous. Now, in the Bible, two of the things that it blamed Jesus for, the leaders blamed Jesus for, was saying he was God on earth,
mm-hmm.
or took God's place on earth, and also that he forgave sin on earth. So
yes.
That's two examples of blasphemy. But there's lots of examples in the Bible. So a living image to this could be apostate, so a group that's not being faithful to God, apostate, Protestant Christianity in America. And some commentators have said, look, you know what? That's what this earth beast and the image to the beast is actually in actuality. And this Protestant Christianity will do what the system of the mother church tells it to do. So also given the authority behind the global political and economic superpower is ultimately Satan, and obtaining the worship of our whole world is his ultimate agenda, it will be a power that eventually forces people to worship it under threat of death, as it clearly says in verse 15, actually. So I want to take a moment just now to highlight something about God to give a better perspective of what's happening here. Right from the beginning of mankind, God has shown us that he's a being that allows free choice. He actually prefers free choice so that, you know, he could have made us so we couldn't sin, but then he would have just, well, not so much robots, but he would have had removed that power of freely expressing it, our appreciation of God. Now, have you ever had a child respond in such a way that it wasn't forced to respond and it really touched your heart?
Yeah, many times. I have three children. And, yeah, it certainly is a beautiful thing when someone comes to you without being coerced or forced. And I even think of animals, like we've got cats, and cats are very much free will creatures, I think. So when a cat willingly comes and sits on your lap and shows affection, I find that's a demonstration of the love that you have. And I really think that love can truly only exist in the context of free will.
Yeah, I think you're right. The thing that sticks in my mind the most in my entire life is the day I came home from work. Our daughter was about two. We were living in north of Sydney, Hornsby Heights area, beautiful bushy area. But I remember parking the car, coming up around the front steps. The door opens. Mary had opened the door, and out bursts our two-year-old daughter. And with her arms outstretched, she looks at me and she cries out, "Daddy, you're home." You know, and no one forced her to do that. And that gave me such a delight that this was a free response from her of her love for me. And that's what God wants from us. He doesn't want to force worship.
No.
Never wants to force it. And he never will force it. But he will only, he only wants free worship. So there are a number of verses in the Bible showing us that God has left us with that ability to choose. And we can choose. We are free to give our spiritual allegiance to either him or Satan. And this appears to be what the whole big controversy is all about, worship. Certainly in Revelation 12 and 13, those two chapters, the main issue will be one of worship. And it will, everyone, I can't say this enough, everyone will worship someone. You'll either worship someone freely or you'll be forced to worship someone. And I certainly know which one I'd like. God never forces anyone to obey, but Satan, on the other hand, he resorts to any method he can to rob God of the free will worship of those that he's created. He'll stoop to any level. He's got no boundaries, it seems. However, you don't need to be fearful about this. You know, in chapter 12, those who choose to be faithful to God will be able to overcome the dragon and his agencies. It says in verse 11, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony, of their testimony. So the blood of the Lamb is easy to understand. That's Jesus' sacrifice accepted on our behalf. What's the word of their testimony, you think?
I guess that's their actual experience of their Christian faith and their belief in God.
Yeah. It's that lived experience, you know, because God says he is faithful and he's loving, and then we have to live out that experience. So because of Jesus' sacrifice, we can actually, we can find in our own life and find in our own experience that how he deals with us personally is a behavior of love and not coercion.
Absolutely.
So there's some really important things I think we can learn from this whole passage in chapter 13. And one principle that Paul cites in Romans 14:5 is that let each be fully convinced in his own mind. I think it's very important to be fully convinced that God is fair, loving, or true. And to do that, you need to, as King David says, taste and see that the Lord is good. It means to sell out to Jesus, as they say, you know, really commit to building a relationship with him and test his promises. Test them. Read his word, connect in prayer, take time to take him with you every day into everyday life. And only then will you become fully convinced of whether he's good or whether he's not. When you do that, I believe, because I've experienced, that what you'll see is a God who's good. Revelation 13 shows us the dark side of what an abuse to power looks like. But those who resist God's goodness and through the beast from the earth, he gains more and more power. And before Jesus comes, it appears that there will be those who are faithfully standing for Jesus. So I believe it should be today, the day that you choose to get onto his team.
Yep.
If you need help, get in touch.
Absolutely. We need to be on the right side. So as we wrap up our program today, we just want to share with you our second last chance to claim our book offer, The Final Events of Bible Prophecy, right after this little promo.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
So our DVD, it's the same one that we've been giving away all week. The code is TEM02. Text that into 0488880891. That's TEM02. This is a DVD that unlocks the amazing Bible truths of Earth's last days. So we do encourage you to text in to claim your free offer today. David, thank you very much. Tomorrow we'll have David Leo having a bit of a review of what we've talked about, just to get another perspective on this. So appreciate what you've done and presented in this chapter. It's so important for the events that are coming up as we continue to live through towards these last days. So as we go out today,
no worries, Jason.
This is Tad Worku with Brighter Day, and there is a brighter day coming, so may you encounter Jesus more today and every day.
When will the morning bring us light? When will the darkness lose the fight? When will the toil and the trouble disappear? Tell me, is it near? Find a home. Never again, no, be alone. When will the fear of the darkness disappear? Tell me, is it near? Rise and shine, get ready. Lift your head up to the sky. the teardrops of a friend? When will we smile and with laughter start to clear? Tell me, is it near? And when will the father be the son? Light of the world, Jesus, the one. Lift your head up to the sky.